Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I want to welcome you to our first online women's conference, a domestic violence conference, not necessarily a women's conference, but a domestic violence conference, which is for men, women, boys, and girls. So we encourage you to let your friends know that we're here at the Woman to Woman Show with Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and we are beginning, and we are excited about it. We're beginning our very first online domestic violence conference, and our theme is Women, You Don't Have to Live Like That. Amen. So we're excited. We're excited about what God's going to do. I want you to do me a favor. Get on the phone. Text somebody. Email somebody. Let them know that Pastor Rebecca is on the air. Let them know that we're having a domestic violence conference. If you know someone who's hurting, if you know someone who's broken, who's bruised, who has been through some bad experiences, if you know someone who's having relationship problems right now, get on the line and let them know that we are here and that we are expecting a great move from God. We have a powerful guest preacher on tonight, Reverend Thurcell Chisholm Watts. She'll be with us. We have a powerful program on tonight, and we're going to start on time, so let them know that they need to hurry up and get here, amen, because we are just anticipating a breakthrough. We're anticipating people being set free. We're anticipating so many things happening during this next 3 days. We'll be here tonight, Thursday night, here at 8 o'clock. Today is the first night, and then we'll be back tomorrow with Apostle Tanya Blount from New York, Church with No Walls, and I tell you, you don't want to miss that. And then on Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll be right back here with our panel. We're going to have a panel of experts, and we are going to talk about this issue called domestic violence. So let us just begin to gather together. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead and play some music. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for a few minutes. Amen. As we prepare our heart for what God is going to do, let us go ahead and praise the Lord. But before that, I do that, I'm going to just check and see who's with us so far. God bless you. Welcome to the Domestic Violence Online Conference. Who do we have with us? Area code 973-634.
Hi, God bless you. This is Tina, Pastor. How are you?
God bless you. Tina L. Lane, you're the moderator for Saturday's panel, and you're here tonight. Bright, I tell you, we're ready. Are you excited about what God is getting ready to do?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm truly excited. I can't wait. Can't wait. This is awesome.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm excited. So I'm just basically checking in to see who's with us. Amen. I'm looking for Prophetess Singletary, who's going to open us in prayer. I was looking for her to call from a different line. Looks like she may be calling from a different number. Area code 973-220. Welcome to the Domestic Violence Online Conference. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Area code 973-368. Welcome. Welcome to the Domestic Violence Online Conference.
God bless you, Pastor. That's Prophetess.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I was looking for you, Prophetess. I wanted to have you open in prayer. Mm-hmm. Amen. As we go forward. So I want to welcome everybody, Tina Lane and also the other person, 973-220. I welcome you both. Amen. God bless you. Just sit back. Again, let somebody know that we're here on the Woman to Woman Show with Pastor Rebecca, and that we're having an online domestic violence conference. We're going to talk about love, life, relationships. The preacher has a word. Did I say the preacher has a word? The preacher has a word.
Amen.
So I'm excited about everything. The phone lines are lighting up. The chat room is open, too, for those who want to come in via a way of computer. You can come in at women, www.blogtalkradio.com/power. So we're going to open up in prayer. Then we're going to go into praise. I'm going to come back and introduce the speaker. We're going to play a worship song, and then the word will be brought forth. So get ready, get ready, get ready. God is going to move. Prophets, I'm going to just go ahead and let you pray and open us up and put us into the presence of the Most High God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, O God, we thank you on tonight, O God. We praise and worship your holy name, O God. We thank you for knowing that there is none like you, O God. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you once again, O God, asking that you would just forgive us of all sins today, known and unknown, O God. Forgive us of anything that we might have said or done, even throughout the course of this day that wasn't pleasing in thy sight, O God. Our aim is to please you, O God. We ask that you would just continue to touch us, O God. Continue to anoint us, O God, that you would have us to be who you are calling us forth to be. Lord, we thank you, O God, for this gathering on tonight, O God. We thank you for, hallelujah, for allowing us to be over the airwaves, O God, even the internet, O God, for this purpose, O God. We thank you, O God, for allowing us to target domestic violence, O God. We thank you, O God, hallelujah, for giving us a way of escape on tonight, O God. We thank you, O God, for allowing your people, O God, to hear a word, O God, that would loose the captives and set the people free, O God. Anyone that's dealing with these situations and these problems, O God, we thank you for knowing that you're the answer to all things, O God. Lord, we thank you, O God, for living examples, O God, that have gone this way, that have went this route, O God, and you gave them a way out. You allowed them to have a way of escape through you. Lord, we ask that you would just anoint everyone that's on the lines. Anoint everyone, O God, that's even on the computer, the internet, O God. We ask that you would just anoint everyone, O God, hallelujah, that's touching on this topic, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, O God, for loosing your people, setting the captives free on today, O God. We thank you for divine healing, O God, even during the course of this night, O God, as the word is being preached, O God, your woman servant that's bringing forth the word. Lord, we ask that you would just minister through your woman servant, oh God. Speak your word, oh God, your word of healing and deliverance. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you would just allow your anointing, oh God, hallelujah, to flow. Allow the anointing, oh God, to destroy yokes in people's lives, oh God. Hey, God, we thank you, oh God, for knowing that you're real on today, oh God. We thank you for knowing, oh God, that you're the able God. We thank you for knowing that you are able to heal and deliver, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for even healing wounds, oh God, that we might have experienced, oh God, throughout our lifetime, oh God. We thank you for the word that's going to come forth, oh God, that's going to strengthen us, oh God, uplift us, hallelujah, to turn our lives around, oh God. We ask that you would just bless, oh God, allow us to be unified on tonight, oh God. Allow us, oh God, hallelujah, to come together, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for knowing that where there's unity, there is strength. We ask that you would just allow the anointing to flow, allow your glory to dwell, oh God, allow your glory to reign, oh God, in the lives of your people, oh God. Continue to be who you are, oh God. Thank you for being the great I am in our lives, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for being in control of everything. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for such a time as this, oh God, hallelujah, you're yet getting the glory, oh God, you're yet getting the praise, oh God. We're on the line on tonight, oh God, because you brought us from a long way, you've brought us up, you've brought us out of many things, oh God, hallelujah. Many have been delivered from domestic violence, oh God, many have been delivered, oh God, hallelujah, from verbal abuse, oh God, low self-esteem, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for bringing us into the knowledge of who we are on tonight, oh God. We thank you for knowing that we are wonderfully and fearfully made through you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that we don't have to live beneath our privileges, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for encouraging the hearts and the lives of your people, oh God. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way on tonight. Hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, oh God. Somebody's coming on, oh God, the line. Somebody's listening by way of the internet, oh God. Hallelujah, with a ready heart, with a ready mind, oh God, with a ready spirit. Hallelujah, Lord, quench the thirst of your people, oh God. Fill those that are hungry on tonight, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for those that are looking for change, oh God. Hallelujah, we thank you. The scripture says that if any man be in Christ, he or she is a new creature, oh God. Old things are passed away. Behold, things are become new. Lord, we want to be made new. We want to be made brand new on today, oh God. Somebody's crying out, hallelujah, for a better way. A better life, oh God. And we thank you for knowing that you are the way, the truth, and the life, oh God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. For the host of this online conference, oh God. We thank you for making ways, oh God. Hallelujah. To reach your people all over the land and country. Hallelujah. We thank you for avenues such as this, oh God. Hallelujah. Over the airways, blog, talk, radio, oh God. Hallelujah. Every means, oh God. Hallelujah. Even through the computer. We thank you, oh God, for getting your word across, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for kingdom minded people. We thank you for kingdom-minded people, oh God, hallelujah, that are wanting to reach souls, oh, that are trying to reach souls, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, oh God, that you made a way of escape for us, oh God, hallelujah, in many areas of our lives, oh God, hallelujah, and we're yet striving towards perfection, oh God. We thank you for this night. We thank you for the beginning, hallelujah, of this domestic violence conference, oh God. We're believing that you're going to have your way from the beginning to the end. We bind the hand touch of Satan. We bind up, oh God, technical physical failure, oh God. We bind up interference, oh God. Every spirit that's not subject to your authority, we cast it out. We cast it down, oh God. You get the glory, oh God, from tonight, even on tomorrow and Saturday, oh God. Hallelujah. You get the glory. It's all about you. It's all about you. We love you. We love you. We love you because we love you. We want to reach and touch somebody else. We thank you, oh God, because you're love. Hallelujah. We want to display love. Hallelujah. Anoint us. Anoint us. Continue to anoint us, oh God, for your service. Oh God. Hallelujah. Give us a heart and a ready mind, oh God, to reach your people, oh God, those that are yet lost, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, for allowing us to be a light, oh God, that will draw them in. Continue to have your way, hallelujah, through the remainder of tonight, oh God. You get the glory. Lord, I thank you. I feel your presence. I feel your glory. I feel your anointing, oh God. Anoint your woman servant that's going to bring forth the word. Hallelujah. Thank you for knowing that everything is going down but your word, oh God. We thank you. We love you. We praise you. We thank you for allowing us, oh God, to set aside this time, oh God, hallelujah, to yet be in your presence, oh God, hallelujah. Yes, thank you, God, because we are the church. We're not, hallelujah, the building isn't the church. We're the church, oh God, hallelujah, and we're prepared, oh God, to receive, hallelujah, what's spread on the table on tonight. Lord, get the glory. You get the glory. You get the glory. Help us to move out of your way. Help us to move out of your way, oh God, so that you can continue to have your way in and through us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We serve an awesome God. He's a powerful God.
Amen. He has a great plan for us. Amen. God is not slack concerning his promises. And that is a powerful prayer that we have this, us been ushered into the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us prepare our hearts to praise and worship God. Hallelujah. Let us worship the Lord on tonight. Amen. I know you're in your homes. I know some of you are in your cars. But wherever you are, join with me as we praise the Lord on tonight. Amen. Clap your hands and just get together. We're going to be on one accord tonight, amen, and worship God. We're going to praise him in this place, amen. And the minister, Reverend Thurcell Chisholm Watts, if you're on the line, just press 1 so that I can see you. Just press 1 so that I can see you, amen, because I don't see your phone number here, but I'm looking for you. So when you get on the line, just press 1. Let me know that you're here. Let us praise the Lord, amen. Let us worship God together. And I really want to challenge you to praise God, to worship God during this time of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord.
Come on. Clap your hands, everybody, like this. Come on.
We worship you, oh Lord.
That's right.
We thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the way we praise you. Lord, we worship you today. We magnify your name. Oh, God, you're worthy. Hallelujah. Just praise him wherever you are. We're worthy. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, oh, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for waking us up this morning, oh, God. Thank you for our right mind, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, we love you today. We praise you, God. We worship you. You alone are worthy, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, oh Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We glorify your name right where you are. Just go ahead and praise him. Praise him because he's worthy. Hallelujah. Praise him because he's awesome. Hallelujah. Praise him because he's a magnificent God. Hallelujah. Praise him because he brought you this far. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy. You alone are worthy. Hallelujah. We owe him our praise. Hallelujah. We owe God our praise. And it's just such an awesome privilege to be able to praise God in spirit and in truth. The Bible says that Jesus is looking. Jesus said that the Father is looking for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. And I just thank God for the ability to open my mouth and give God some praise, to open my mouth and magnify his name. My mouth shall always be filled with his praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Hallelujah. When I didn't love myself, come on. Somebody out there knows what I'm talking about. He loved me. So I just thank God for Jesus today. Hallelujah. I thank God for the spirit of prayer, the spirit of praise. Hallelujah. I want to go ahead and introduce our speaker, Reverend Thurcell Chisholm Watts. Amen. Hallelujah. Powerful woman of God. I thank God for the opportunity to introduce her. Our speaker is here. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want to introduce her. Amen. I want to encourage you to let somebody know about this domestic violence online conference. God said that in the Bible it says in John 10:10, the thief comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly, have that life to the fullest. Amen. God does not intend for you to be broken, busted, and disgusted, beaten, and taken advantage of, misused, and abused. Amen. Hallelujah. God has a better plan for your life. Amen. If your relationships are not what you want them to be, well, you hold on, because there is yet a word from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God is going to speak to your heart on today. Let me introduce our speaker, the Reverend Thurcell C. Watts, and her scripture is, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. From Psalm 37:4, in the heart of Reverend Thurcell C. Watts are many desires. The greatest of these is her calling fulfilled in the ministry of teaching and preaching. Thurcell was ordained as an associate minister of the New Hope Baptist Church, where Reverend Joe A. Carter is the pastor. She faithfully served in leadership since the age of 11 at New Hope. In that service, her leadership roles included pastor of college ministries, director of evangelism, and Christian educator. Thurcell's commitment to ministry and encouraging youth to begin their servitude at an early age has led her to currently serve as the minister to youth at the Mount Calvary Baptist Church of Englewood, New Jersey, under the leadership of Dr. Vernon C. Walton, pastor. Thurcell is a graduate of New York Theological Seminary and is currently completing her professional studies at Rutgers University. Over the past 10 years, she has been blessed to speak at national and local Christian conferences, retreats, and churches. Thurcell is an advocate to holistic Christian living, and through this advocacy, she also serves as domestic violence educator to the church and community. Through this ministry, she was led to begin the grassroots work of Zipporah, a faith-based nonprofit organization that is committed to restoration through education, with a major focus on breaking the cycle of domestic violence through one's faith walk. Along with the work of Zipporah, she is a member of the New Jersey Battered Women's Services Clergy Partnership. Out of all the servitude, she has been godly inspired to give back. Her most precious service is to her family, and most especially her daughter, Yasmin. Thurcell is truly delighted to be in the Lord. Hallelujah. Powerful, powerful woman of God. I had the opportunity to meet with her by phone for the first time on this week. And I tell you, I was truly blessed, as I know that you're going to be blessed, and speaking with her, Reverend Thurcell Chisholm Watts. God bless you. Welcome to the Women to Women broadcast. Welcome to our first online domestic violence conference. Welcome.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Pastor?
Amen. I hear you loud and clear. You're coming through beautifully. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Well, ladies, we certainly thank God for allowing us to be here. And let me just say to Pastor Rebecca and her church family in this wonderful ministry of Blog Talk Radio, amen. We thank God for the spirit of him who imparted to Pastor Rebecca Simmons, amen, to bring such an outlet as this in this day and in this time. So as she has already said, and I will go a step further, that whether you are in your home on tonight, if you are riding in your car, if you are in a domestic violence shelter, if you are hiding out at your girlfriend's house or family members, that God has certainly saw fit to meet you in this hour. We thank God as well for the word. On tonight, we're going to be coming from 1 John 4:18. 1 John 4:18. I will allow you a moment to get to your Bible. Amen. 1 John 4:18. Amen is where our word is going to be coming from on tonight. And if we were in the house of God, amen, I would say when you get it, say amen. Praise God. Amen. But we'll just believe God by his spirit, amen, that you have it. And let all the saints of God say amen in your respective places.
Amen.
1 John 4:18 reads as such, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment, and he that feareth is not made perfect in love." My sisters and my brothers who are listening on tonight, God certainly does have a word for us. As we kick off this domestic violence conference, again, we thank God for the spirit of him who would even give insight that in this day and time we would seek, amen, to share in such a forum, that God would be so mindful of us, that he would look down through all of the issues in the earth, amen, and that he would speak to us who are held captive, as it were, mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally, and that God would speak down through the generations and give us a word on tonight that there is no fear in love. On tonight, as we look at the ills of domestic violence, again, whether they be mental, physical, verbal, emotional, financial, we want to come against every demon of violence that would come against you on tonight, and we bind them up in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood against them. On tonight, we want to just expose what I believe is the demon that keeps us held captive to these situations, and that is the demon of fear. So our word on tonight, if you were to give it a subject, if you're marking in your notebooks, praise God, or on your computers, as it were, tonight's word, our subject matter that we're going to talk about is fear factor. And after my initial reading of this text, I must admit that I was captivated by this short yet very powerful verse. And I began to think about this four-letter word called fear. And again, it is fear that has so many of us in bondage here in humanity. Fear is so great in the lives of humans that whole theme parks have been created with the thought in mind of scaring people literally to death. This whole pagan season of Halloween is set up to instill images of fear into us. In a comedic yet challenging matter, there is even a TV show that is dedicated to this topic, and that TV show is aptly named Fear Factor. If you've never watched this program, let me give you a glimpse into it. Contestants come onto this show, and they are issued challenges. Some of the challenges are to swim in ice-cold water with handcuffs, remove them, and still keep your breath underwater while capturing some flag or trinket to earn a credit. Some other activities may include tightrope walking over fire and many other hair-raising challenges. And in my personal surmise of the show, some of the greatest fears have been of those challenges that relate to blood, animal parts, and insects. Sometimes the persons are challenged to eat them, sleep with them, or even drink them. Whatever the case, the producers actively seek out that which will fearfully move the contestants to a place of forfeiting the prize they are so desperately fighting for. I think I need to say that again. The producers on these shows, they are set out. Their main goal is to actively seek out that which fearfully will move the contestants to a place of forfeiting the prize they are so desperately fighting for. Now, week after week, those who watch this show observe in horror as how these contestants pass or fail different tasks assigned to them. But when I thought of the contestants, I began to ask myself questions about predicaments in the world. What causes divisions between husbands and wives? Fear. What causes countries to go in and demolish other countries through war? That would be fear. What causes teens to succumb to peer pressure? Fear. What causes us to stay bound to situations and relationships and households that we know are killing us on a daily basis, mentally, physically, emotionally, and even spiritually? It is, in fact, fear. What causes those who rule over us in the earthly realm to seemingly ignore or discredit that which was placed in us from the heavenly realm? That is fear. What causes the world to shun Christians? It would be fear. And what causes Christians to shun the world? That is fear. What causes sexism? Fear. What causes ageism? It is fear. What causes cliques? And what causes us to delay our own destiny? It is the spirit of fear which is bound up in our hearts and yet our spirits. Lastly, I thought about what even causes divisions, even within our own sanctified churches. And in fact, fear is the true root of them all. We will find that there is a fear of some sort lying here. And this fear in humanity may be acceptable, but in the life of a Christian, this fear is unacceptable. The Bible clearly tells us that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and yet of a sound mind. So on tonight, we come out on tonight from our various homes, our computers, our cell phones, and we come out on tonight to cancel the assignment and the spirit of fear that is a factor in our lives. If on tonight we're going to truly come against fear, if we're going to overcome it once and for all, we need to understand exactly what fear is on tonight. Webster's records fear as an unpleasant emotion caused or excited by danger, a cause of fear relating to anxiety. And as we enter into our text on tonight, the epistle, this Johnian epistle, finds the author seeking to encourage this early Christian congregation. And I pray that I'm speaking to some new believers on tonight who have lived a life that was full of fear, but now God has embraced you with a new love, and we pray that the spirit of fear would leave you. John goes in to speak to this new church, this church only 90 years since the death of Jesus Christ, this young church. They still have some reminders of their former Jewish heritage, and they are attempting to embrace their new inheritance in Christ, but this fear has them bound up. This epistle is filled with the key factor of love and how the author seeks to lovingly build up this grade school of believers. Yet in the midst of building this new church, another factor has arose, and that is the factor of fear. The text clearly opens up after the author ministers to the church about their new sonship in Christ with the statement that there is no fear in love. And on tonight, if you are in a relationship, be it husband to wife, wife to husband, if you are in a relationship, if it's your boyfriend, your boo on tonight, and that relationship is full of fear, and yet you call it love, I came to declare to somebody on tonight that there is no fear in love, for perfect love has cast out all fear. Well, we've identified what Webster thinks of this fear. Now let us clearly see what this text is saying about fear. Fear in this text goes a bit further than Webster's. As we define, this fear is defined in the Greek as phobos, or as we know it, the root word of phobia. This type of fear is not acceptable for Christians. This type of fear is one that causes great inner torment. This is the type of fear that David spoke about in Psalm 73. He describes it as what his enemies should feel when they mess with God's people, when God's wrath would be upon them. This is not a fear of the believer, but this is a fear that should be bound up within the heart of the unbeliever who comes against God's people. No, we have no room in our life for that type of fear, fear that paralyzes you, fear that makes you think that you can't even think, talk, or move straight when certain folk walk in a room. That type of fear has no place in the life of a believer. What an oxymoron it would be for a Christian to be found in this state of terror because of our enemy. That would give the enemy power to make us feel as if we are in utter desolation, as to consume us with terror. No, not so. This letter on tonight comes to remind us, as it did the early church then, that there is no fear in love. Well, one might ask, preacher, now that you've told us what fear is, what it is, and what it should not be for us, how can I overcome this fear? And I'm here on tonight to tell you that I'm so glad you asked. This fear is a godly fear. The only fear that Christians should have is a fear of God, a fear that keeps us in reverence and in awe of God, a fear that keeps us more mindful about God's will for our life than what humans are trying to obstruct us to on the earth. It is a dreadful fear of displeasing God and God alone. This fear is called eulabia. It is accounted for in scriptures, that it reminds us in the Hebrew text to have a godly fear, that we might serve God and God alone and fear no one and nothing else but displeasing God. So with that point made, if we now have the correct context of fear in mind, we know already, ladies and gentlemen who are listening on the line, that on tonight, if you are in a relationship that is challenging the way that your heart would move, the way that your courage, amen, would be challenged, we know that we are to remove ourselves from those situations. But God doesn't just leave us there. He goes on to tell us that if we are to have a reverence or an awe for God, we're to have a wholesome reverence of his power. The only way that you are going to move past your current situation, the only way that you're going to truly be able to move from that shelter you're in and into a true safe house, the only way that you're going to be able to leave this current domestic violence relationship and not get into another one is to recognize the power of God that is over your life. Thus, we have to overcome our own fears. I'm reminded here about the power that is greater than us. When I was a little girl, I can remember that within my family, when storms would hit, we would be instructed to go into a room, turn off all the lights, and to have a seat. Again, I'm sure if I could hear some amens, praise God, that many of you can attest that you come from old school Southern families like I did. That when the lightning began to strike and thunder began to roll, that you would be instructed by your grandmother or your mother or maybe even your father to go into the other room and to have a seat while God was doing his business on the earth. These times were especially grand for me because while my mother would have us in a back room somewhere just being really quiet, my father would do something so interesting to me. As a little girl, I thought that my father was the strongest man in the world. While we would all be in the back room, Daddy would make his way to the front room. And what my father would do was something so interesting. He wouldn't just go and sit in the front room, but my father would lift up the blinds, and he would like to see the lightning as it flashed. He would open the window because he wanted to hear the thunder as it rolled. And I thought that my father was the biggest, strongest man that ever was. And so as he would go and he would go sit in the living room, I remember one week I asked my father, I said, Daddy, I said, can you just bring me in there with you? And let me tell you something, church, this was a time that I would normally be scared. But what I recognized was that if my father was strong enough, if my father was bold enough, if my father was not scared of the situation that was waiting outside of my home, praise God, then certainly I could have the boldness to move forth. What am I saying here on tonight? Somebody on this room might say, preacher, I don't have the courage within my own self to move forward. I'm scared about what the next step is. I know that where I am is a crazy situation. I know it's a brutal situation. I know it's a violent situation, but preacher, it's all I know. But I just stopped by this phone line on tonight to tell somebody that God knows best and he knows all. And no matter what is awaiting you on the other side of that situation, God, much like my daddy, but even greater, is able to carry you through any situation that awaits you. We must learn to truly take courage in the Father. It is true. You may not have all of the power within you to overcome your obstacles, but I hear the scripture speaking on tonight that greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. God is certainly there for us. There is no fear in love, for perfect love, it certainly casteth out all fear. We depend on the love of the Father. But the other thing is, in this word, is that in order for us to receive the power of God, we need to receive the love of God. Here it is his power through us that casteth out fear. I like this word casteth. Initially looking at this word, I thought of a fisherman casting out his net. But rather, this casting out is not one that we would just throw off fear. For sometimes we can admit, ladies, we can throw off some stuff, but then that thing will mess around and boomerang right back. Sometimes we can throw off weight, but then two seasons later, it can come right back. Sometimes we can throw off relationships, and you throw it off with one man, but praise God, amen, that sometimes we'll go a little further, amen, and God will allow you to pick up another relationship, amen, but sometimes we take our same bad behaviors into those relationships. Sometimes we can throw off a bad job, but if we don't truly cast it off, we'll end ourselves back up in the same situation. For sometimes if we just throw it off, again, those things can boomerang back. But this word for perfect love casteth out all fear speaks to a total rejection. This word cast is adakamos, meaning a total rejection. And when we look this word, the reference says that this is a casting. It is a rejection from the present testimony with loss of future reward. A rejection of present testimony with the loss of future reward. So if on today we have purposed to cast off our fear, if in this service we have set up and made up in our minds that his love has casted out all fear, then it's here and now that we have made a decision that we don't want that fear, that thing to come back and haunt us. Some of us can't cast off those things, amen, because we don't want to totally reject it. Some of us don't want to cast it off because we're looking at the present testimony, but you're hoping maybe somewhere down the future that thing might turn around. But I stopped by to ask somebody, how many years is it going to take? How many months is it going to take? How many bruises is it going to take? How many hospital visits is it going to take before you realize that what you are in is not love? Hallelujah. So we must learn to cast it off. We must learn to do a total rejection. And if you are like me on tonight, you know that when you have finally got to your place of breaking, when you have finally got to your place of awakening, when you totally reject something off, the very thought of it, the very glimpse of it, if you see that thing coming up the street, you almost want to turn down another street and drive. The very thought of it is repulsion to you. You need to get to that place where that thing, that person, that circumstance, that drug, that alcohol, amen, that mindset that you have, whatever it is that's keeping you from casting down that fearful situation, you need to get to a place of total rejection on tonight. Oh, God is looking for us to purpose in our hearts, praise God, that we would break free, amen. And while we talk about the spirit of fear, we need to break all the way free. Not like the ladies in those scary movies. Y'all know this is the time in the season for scary movies. So many times, amen, you know it, as we're sitting in movie theaters and we're sitting, amen, within the privacy of our homes, and the same woman is caught in the same movie every time. I know somebody is giving an amen. The same woman is being caught up in the same place at the same movie. They changed the titles, but it's the same plot every time. And why is she being caught up? Why is he being caught every time? Because as he's being chased by that thing that's trying to fearfully capture him, the reason why they get caught is because they keep turning around. Help us, Holy Ghost. And the reason why many of us keep getting caught up in the same situation is because of, instead of looking forward to God, we keep turning around to see what the enemy is up to. But on tonight, God is saying that we are to overcome every fear factor in our lives, for there is truly no fear in love. For God is demanding us on tonight. He's not just requesting my brother and my sister, but God is demanding for you to totally reject that thing and to cast it off. Lastly, our scripture reminds us on tonight that fear hath torment, and that those that fear are not made perfect in love. The author here is seeking to truly inform them about this fear that he is witnessing in their lives. Isn't it funny that when we are afraid, when we are scared, when we are fearful, that we wonder how everybody knows it? Most of us would think that we have great poker faces. Yet our faces and our spirits on tonight are cracked, and the truth is being told everywhere we go. You wonder why your family knows that you're in a messed up relationship, because you took your time to apply that makeup so well. But the truth of the matter is that your very spirit is speaking of the bondage that you lay hold to. Some of us are wondering, they didn't hear my cries and my screams last night. How do they know that I'm in a captive situation? Because they see how you act every time your mate enters the room. They can see the fear that is all over you. Yes, our faces are telling it all for us on tonight, and in fact, our spirits. That this fear that we should not even acknowledge, as per the text, that we literally have it. This word does not mean to hold or possess. It literally means that we are clothed in fear. So fear has literally clothed us in torment. This word torment means that this fear is punishment, that this is a punishment process rather than an effect. And can I tell you on today that the devil is running a process on us because of fear? He is running us through an emotional cycle, as it were, to maintain this fear as a part of our very makeup. But on tonight, I came to declare to the captive that help is not just on the way, but help is already here. Our scripture ends here on, some would say, a somber note. But for me, I see celebration. For it says that those who fear have not been made perfect in love. And those who truly fear that in the earthly realm have not been made perfect or have been perfected through this love. When I began to read through this verse initially, I began to get a little nervous, because I said, oh, God, does that mean that we are in a helpless situation? But what I know and understand after further discovery of the text is that what this text is telling us on tonight is that for each and every one of us who knows Jesus Christ as our Lord and yet our Savior, for each and every one of us who have been blood bought and redeemed by the blood of Christ, for each and every one of us who are saved, sanctified, delivered, and I don't care on tonight who's trying to hold you, you have yet been set free. I came to tell you on tonight that you've already been perfected in this love. How do I know I've been perfected in this love, preacher? I know that you've been perfected in this love because the Bible is already told us. He's given us many examples. Daniel was certainly in the lion's den, but because he'd been perfected by God's love, God allowed him out that den without a scratch. I know that we've been perfected by love, because even though they sought to cut off your hair and gouge out your eyes, I won't fear, praise God, because God has allowed me, just like Samson, for my hair and my strength to come back. This scripture has taught us on tonight that we've been perfected in love, for even as our Savior Jesus Christ, yes, Lord, they took him up on a hill called Calvary. And I'm sure that those sailors, those Roman soldiers, praise God, who thought that they had Jesus in a fearful and a captive situation, they thought that they had rendered Jesus powerless, praise God. But it was on that hill called Calvary when God literally said on that hill, "It is finished." God finished the work of fear, and he left us in a powerful situation that the power of his love would come down on us 2,000 plus years later, and he would leave us in a place where we would no longer be in bondage again. I don't know who I'm talking to on tonight, my brother or my sister, but God has not given you a spirit of fear, because he's already perfected it for you through his love. On tonight, I challenge you, I encourage you, as one who was once a captive herself, to step out on tonight. Trust God right in your home, right in your kitchen, right in your living room, right in your family room, right in your car, wherever you're listening from, right in your church. You don't need nobody in the physical to come and slap you with oil and make you roll all in the floor on tonight. Deliverance is yours on tonight if you just receive it through the power of God. Fear no longer has to be a factor in your life, for there is no fear in God's love. Because God casteth out all of your fears, beloved. Because that type of fear has torment. It's what the devil sends to keep you up all night. Keep you from focusing on your children and your job and the ministry that God has given you. Let go of that fear on tonight, beloved. I don't care what it is. Tonight, maybe you're one who's not in a domestic violence situation, but just the spirit of fear has you procrastinating. The spirit of fear has held you bound in the dreams and the visions that God has given to you decades ago. You're just sitting on them. Tonight, God says, release it. Because we've already been made perfect in his love. Move forward in your destinies, beloved. A destiny that is not bound to fear, but rather it's already been perfected by the strength and the love of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah. My, what an awesome word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Fear doesn't have to hold you anymore. You've been set free. Hallelujah. Fear has been perfected, my God, through the blood of Christ, my God, in his word. The Lord has promised us, my God, that we don't have the spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and praise him, church. Hallelujah. God is worthy. Go ahead and praise him right where you are. Go ahead and worship God right where you are. Hallelujah. 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 This word came to set you free tonight. Amen. Whether you're in a domestically violent relationship or not, whether you're just bound up by fear, maybe procrastination, maybe you're just scared to succeed and do what God really has called you to do or be who he called you to be, it's time for you to step out, not in fear, but more than power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you. We bless your name. We worship you. My God, hallelujah. You're an awesome God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for your word, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, what a powerful word. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of love, one of power, and a sound mind. I just thank God for the word going forth on tonight, for the chains being broken off the lives of the women. Hallelujah. Perhaps you are one who are hearing this word. Hallelujah. I'm just going to have the preacher go ahead and continue and even offer prayer to you. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Reverend Thurzell Watts. I'm just going to offer. Leave you and allow you to open up the floor for prayer, or even for those who need to be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Just to begin to continue to minister. I just sense the anointing of the Lord is all over you. So
hallelujah.
I'm just going to move out today. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God on tonight. We want to offer, certainly, amen. We don't want to take for granted that everyone that is on that line, this line, amen, knows Jesus Christ outside of the pardon of their sins. And my brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage you that there is no way, amen. In the corporate world, there was a slogan that said, membership has its privileges, praise God. I don't want to, amen, sell anyone a false, amen, sell a bills on tonight. I want to, amen, be very direct that if you don't know Jesus Christ outside of the pardon of their sins, amen, the courage and the power that we talked about on tonight, there's no way to access it, praise God, unless, thank you, Jesus, that you know Jesus Christ truly as your Lord and yet your Savior. Hallelujah. So we offer to you, we extend to you Jesus Christ, amen, on tonight, amen. And we're just going to give a moment, praise God, saints that already know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. We want to ask you just to begin to pray, praise God, that, amen, that the heart, amen, that the mind, amen, would be broken up, praise God, that God would go in and make a Holy Ghost arrest, as it were, on tonight, praise God, for anyone. Amen. Man, woman, boy, or girl. There may be a child on the line. There may be a teenager on the line. Praise God. We believe, God, even, oh God, for those who would come back and hear, oh God, this message, praise God, and tune in some days later. Amen. Even years, praise God, as this would go down into the history, oh God, even of the internet, that someone would come, oh God, crying, I yield, what must I do to be saved, oh God? So, Father, on tonight, we ask that everyone that would hear this prayer, oh God, that has a desire, oh God, to not just, amen, go to church, praise God. So even on tonight, we speak to the man, woman, boy, or girl who's just been going to church all these years, praise God, but they know that they have not given Jesus Christ, amen, lordship over their lives, amen, control of the mind, body, and spirit. On tonight, we speak to that spirit, amen, on tonight, and we come against, amen, denominationalism, Father God. We come against, amen, any spirit that will hold people, even from making a faith confession. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And so on tonight, we just come to you, Father, everyone that's on the line, amen. Just, Father, just even giving ourselves, amen, making a recommitment, praise God. But to the one, amen, that does not know you outside of the pardon of their sins, just simply repeat after me. Father God, I'm a sinner, and I want to be saved. God, fill me, O God, with your spirit. Cleanse me, O God. Father, I believe, as your word says, that if any man, woman, boy, or girl, Lord God, would simply confess with their mouth and believe in their heart Jesus Christ, that they are saved. So on tonight, Father, I confess that Jesus Christ is Lord over my life. I don't just know him as a historic figure, but Jesus Christ is Lord over my life. I don't just know him for his miracles and blessings in the lives of the Bible, oh God, and in the lives of my family members, but God, I know him as Lord over my life on tonight. God, receive me, oh God, into your family of faith, oh God. And on tonight, God, I declare before the nations, when I get off of this line, oh God, I will go to Facebook. I will go and declare before the nations that I am saved on tonight. praise God. And we pray that the work of sanctification would begin even now, the work of deliverance. Some of you who've been bound up already, this is what you've been waiting for, that power, praise God, to overcome that fear. It was lying dormant, praise God, and your salvation, well, now you have it. And God is giving us the power to move, to be delivered and yet set free. All of God's people that know that you are saved, that you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says those who God have put within his hand, no man can pluck them out, not even yourself. Let all the saints of God just say amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank God for the souls that are saved. Listen, if you're listening now, the chat room is full, the phone lines are full, and you have a prayer request, we want you to come on. Just raise your hand. If you're on the phone, push 1, and we will pray for you. You might be caught up in fear. You might be caught up in a domestic violent situation. Amen. You might be caught up in a bad relationship. Maybe you're like that woman that just kept turning around and going back to the same old dude, the same old joker, the same old boo, the same old mess. Amen. Hallelujah. And you want to be free. And the word has set you free, but you need us to stand. You want to make a call to action, and you want to just stand and say, you know what, I'm making a stand. I'm not going back. I'm going to find a way to get out. I can't stay and let this man continue to beat me. I can't stay and let him continue to have affair after affair. I need some power, amen, to break free on tonight. I need some power. I don't have to be called out of my name. And I'm not telling you to leave your husband or leave your wife, amen, if you're in an abusive situation. We'll talk about that some more on the panel. But if you're in danger, amen, if you're being beaten, then I am telling you to get to a safe place, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Just get to a safe place, amen. We believe in holistically being what God and all God has called us to be. Listen, you don't have to be broken, busted, and disgusted. You don't have to be beaten, abused, and misused. You don't have to live like that. And I just thank God for the woman of God, even as the anointing is here for her to pray. So if you have a prayer request, put your prayer request in the chat room or call in 646-652-4832. And we have several callers on the board. If you want prayer, just raise your hand, and we'll pray for you. We will pray for you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm just going to ask the women of God, even as they come in, the prayer requests begin to come in, to just pray. Pray for that woman of God who's stuck. Pray for the one who's afraid. Pray for the one who's being beaten. Pray for the one who's being mistreated on tonight, Reverend. Just pray for our sisters. Pray for our brothers. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you on tonight, oh God. God, we praise you, oh God, and we lift you up. Father, we honor you on tonight. We thank you for this time, oh God. We thank you for this anointed time, oh God, that you, oh God, would see fit, Father, for us, Lord God, even as the devil is running rampant on the internet, oh God, but that you would see fit, Lord God, for us, oh God, to share in this way, oh God. Father, that you would see fit, Father God, to use, oh God, this, Lord God, forum, oh God, for power, oh God, for giving people courage, oh God, for giving people an opportunity, oh God, to even confess the Lord Jesus. God, we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Father, even now, Lord God, we pray, even, Lord God, for every man, Lord God, that is listening on this line. Father, we pray even now in the name of Jesus for the man who, Father, is the abuser on tonight. Father, we know that all brothers are not abusers, oh God. But, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for every brother, oh God, who is coming home, Lord God, and abusing his wife, Lord God, abusing, oh God, his children, Father. We pray for every woman, oh God, who stands as an abuser on tonight, Father, who is coming home, oh God, abusing the children, oh God, abusing her spouse, oh God. Father, even those of us who are caretakers of our elderly loved ones, oh God, who are caught up in a cycle of violence, oh God, and we don't even really understand or know why, oh God. We plead the blood, oh God, over that demonic spirit, O God, and we know that it is unlike you, O God. Father, we know that the devil is the author of confusion, O God. So, Father, we speak even now in the name of Jesus, O God, and we bind up the spirit of confusion, O God. We bind up the spirit of violence, O God. We bind up the demonic voice, O God, that would tell a loved one, a spouse, O God, a partner, O God, to come in, O God, and to rage torment against their family, O God. Father, we ask even now, O God, by your spirit, to the husband or wife who is raising up even now, O God, we cast down that demon, O God. We plead the blood, O God, that you would go into the household even now, O God, and bring a spirit of peace in the name of Jesus, O God. We pray, O God, for every man, O God, who's been removed from a home. But, God, we pray for a spirit of deliverance, O God, so that he won't take that demon to another home, so that she won't take that demon to another home, O God. We pray, O God, for the mind, O God. Father, we know, O God, that violence, O God, knows no boundaries. It knows no color, O God. But, Father, we pray, O God, for, Father, our men, O God. Father, if I may be so personal, O God, we pray for our men of color on tonight, O God. We pray, O God, for those who have not had godly examples, O God, to walk before them, O God. We pray that you would raise up godly men, O God, that would teach them and show them how to love their families, O God. We pray, though, God, that you would raise up godly examples, O God, to show them that their strength as a man does not come through their fist, O God, but it comes through their spirit, their mind, and their hearts, O God. Father, on tonight, O God, we pray, O God, for every son, O God, who's seen his father, O God, torment and victimize his mother, O God. We pray for the mind of that son, O God, that he would not raise up and become disrespectful to his own mother, O God. Father, we pray, O God, that that son would not go out and repeat the act, O God. So, Father, we bind up the generational curse, O God, of violence in the home, O God. Father, we plead the blood in the name of Jesus, O God, that violence would leave our homes on tonight, O God.
Yes,
Father,
Lord,
we pray, O God, for the broken spirit of the abuser, O God. Father, we don't call the abusers the devil, O God, for we know, O God, that they are still yet your creation. Father, because we love you, O God, we love the abuser. Father, you said that you hate sin, but you still love the sinner. So, Father, to that mind.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We pray, O God, that mighty men and women of God would gather together, O God, and create a safe place, O God, where even those who have sinned and transgressed, O God, through the form of violence, O God, would have a safe place to run in, O God. Father, we pray on tonight that centers and counseling, O God, Father, that people, God, would be able to come in and be healed. No way to end this cycle, O God, without healing the abuser.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
So, God, we speak a word, O God, on tonight. God, we're thankful for shelters on tonight. We're thankful for safe houses on tonight. But tonight, God, we cry out for the abuser, O God.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God.
God, we claim, oh God, even now. God, even for those who know you, oh God, who are believers, oh God. God, even those that would be leaders, oh God. God, no matter who it is, oh God, we cast down the spirit of pride, oh God. And Father, we pray, oh God, on tonight that from the north, south, east, and the west, that you would raise up help, even in Zion, O God. Even in Zion, O God, we pray that you raise up help, O God, for your manservants. Raise up help, O God, for your woman servants, that we would know how to deal, O God. God, you said, O God, that judgment even would begin, O God, against our houses.
Yes, Lord. Thank
the
you,
house
Jesus.
Of worship. God, help us to not be found wrong, O God. Help us to not be found sinful because we did not minister to this group
Yes, help us, Lord. Help us, O Lord.
Turn
Jesus.
Our hearts towards the abuser. God, show us how to do it. Give us great and mighty work. God, you said greater works would we do. God, show us, O God. Show us, O God, that maybe, O God, through the house of worship, that families, some families can be restored. Because the abuser has been restored.
My God, Jesus.
Father, help us, O God.
Help us,
to
Lord.
Open up homes, O God. Help the house of God to open up homes where abusers can go and get the help that they need. Help us, O God, to not displace our children, O God. Help us, O God. Help us, God, raise up within the house of God men and women of God. That when our people go into shelters, oh God, that they would see someone not just with a smiling face, oh God, but with a heart that's filled with the love of Christ. Send us, oh God. Take us without the four walls of your church, oh God. Raise up in Zion a courage, oh God, that we might go out, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Send us, oh God.
My God, my God. Yes, Lord.
Send us, O God.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Send us, O God. Shake us, O God.
Jesus.
God, on tonight, my prayer, O God, goes out to those of us, O God, who has become complacent. We are settled. We've begun at ease in Zion. God, shake us on tonight. Get us up off our pew. Get us up off our titles. Get us up off our positions, oh God. Get us up off of education that we've already attained and send us back out to learn more. Help us, oh God, that we might truly help, oh God, the people.
Jesus.
God, you said that the harvest is plentiful.
Mm-hmm.
But the laborers are few. So, God, on tonight, we pray for laborers. We pray, oh God, for those who would not become weary in well-doing. Knowing, oh God, that truly the kingdom of God will reap, that we will reap in due season if we faint not. Father, we pray, oh God, we pray even now for every laborer who's on the line, oh God, that may have already had a spirit, oh God, of weariness, oh God. Father, but we pray, oh God, that they would lean even the more towards you. For in this work against violence, oh God, violence in our homes, violence in our streets, oh God, it's even, oh God, creeping into our churches, oh God. Father, we pray, oh God, strength to the body, oh God. We pray a refreshing to the spirit, oh God. We pray a newness to the mind, oh God. We pray a refilling of love even to the heart, oh God. Help us, oh God, to do this work in love. Father, I pray, oh God, within our households of faith, that as we receive our sisters and even our brothers in this day, Father, when we see their scars, and whether those scars be physical, emotional, or spiritual, Father, give us loving hearts like the mothers of old, oh God. Let us learn, oh God, that and help us to understand that as people come into the houses of worship hurting, Father, let us understand that truly hurt people do sometimes hurt people. But give us the strength, oh God, that even if when they come in the household of faith, if they don't always have the right retort, if they don't always have the right dress, oh God, if they don't always have the right stance, oh God, that we would stay committed, O God, to loving them, God, and to righteousness and to wholeness. Help us, O God, to understand it's not enough for us to go into shelters. It's not enough for us just to do speaking, O God. It's not enough for us just to do conferences, O God. But, Father, your word says to us, O no man, nothing but to love them. God, so I ask for an outpouring of your love upon the saints, O God. Father, I know that the saints have weathered many storms, O God, but you've allowed us to weather them, O God, because you know what this world stands in need of, O God. Father, help the saints to understand that they can get programs. The world can get programs from anywhere, O God. But what this world is missing is love, O God. So help us, oh God, to be a representation of your love, oh God, everywhere we go. Father, if we appear in the courthouse, oh God, to support, let us be love, oh God. If we go to homes, oh God, to help people move safely, let it be love, oh God. Father, we show up in shelters, oh God, let it be love, oh God. When we invite these men and women in, oh God, let us embrace them, oh God. Let them literally fall into our arms, oh God, and Father, into our households of worship. Let us not treat them as cast-offs or castaways, oh God, but let us remember, oh God, that they, just like us, on their best day, are only dirty, filthy, stinking rags before a holy God. God, help us to be humble. God, help us to see these people, oh God, as you see them. Father, help us to remember that when you received us, oh God, you received us just as we were. And Father, help us to receive these people, oh God, these souls that you're going to send. This is not just a work, oh God, but this is about the soul, oh God. We understand that and we receive that on tonight. We're not here just to do programs, but we're here to reconcile souls, oh God. We're used as living epistles and vessels to reconcile souls, oh God. Father, on tonight we pray, oh God, for the children, oh God, that are witnessing violent acts, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would just shield them, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for children, oh God, who are going to sleep with pillows over their heads, trying to drown out the sounds of their parents fighting, oh God. We pray even for the child who has gotten so used to the screams that they can go to sleep, oh God, without even trying to drown it out. Father, we pray, oh God, and we pray for their spirit and their mind, oh God, that they would not believe or even think that this is the right way or the regular way, oh God. We pray even on tonight, Lord God, for every young girl, oh God, that is in a home where violence is being permeated, oh God. We pray, oh God, that she would not run herself, oh God, into, Lord God, trying to run away, oh God, run into a violent situation herself. Father, we pray for all of our teens that are caught in violent relationships, oh God.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Father,
yes,
we pray,
yes,
oh God, for our girls, even in the spirit of aggression that is now resting upon them, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would return our youth to their original purpose, oh God. Father, we pray, oh God, that you would cast off the devil and the demon, oh God, of oppression that rests upon the hearts and the spirits even of our young people, oh God. Father, on tonight we pray, oh God, that, Father, that you would even, Father, by your spirit, as your saints, oh God, will begin to move forth as a mighty army, that even through our various youth churches, oh God, even those teachers, oh God, even those guidance counselors, oh God, that you would send a rhema word, oh God, to your youth, oh God, to let them know that violence is not the answer, nor is it a cure, but rather it is a trap, oh God. Father, on tonight we pray, oh God, for every woman who is recognizing the burden of her family. We pray for every woman, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Who doesn't know if she leaves that violent situation, how she's going to feed her family. Father, we pray for every woman, oh God, who knows, oh God, that freedom is the only way, oh God. Her leaving that home, oh God, her leaving, oh God, that relationship is the only way out, Lord God. To the woman who knows, oh God, who's already been before the judge 1, 2, and 3 times, who's even too shame, oh God, to call a police officer, oh God, at this point. Father, we pray for a spirit of boldness that this sister would realize, oh God, that the enemy comes only to steal, kill, and yet destroy. Father, we pray that a spirit of courage and yet wisdom would overcome this sister, this brother, oh God. We pray, oh God, that they would have the courage just one more time, oh God, to call the police station. We pray, oh God, that they would have wisdom when they get to a safe place tomorrow, be it their workplace or a relative's house, that they would call a domestic violence hotline, oh God, in their respective states, oh God. That they would ask for help, oh God, and reach out, oh God. Father, we pray, oh God, a spirit of courage for the sister who realizes that she does not have to live this way any longer. Father, we cast off the spirit of pride, oh God, that no amount of shopping, no amount of a home, no amount of furniture, no amount of clothes, oh God, no amount of just saying that she has a husband or a mate is worth her life.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes.
Father, we pray on tonight for a spirit of courage amongst your women, oh God, that we would raise up, oh God, and we would cast off anything that's unlike you, and that we would become the women of God that you have called us to be. Help us, oh God. Move
us,
oh God. Shake us, oh God.
Shake us.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. My God. My God, the Lord is moving mightily here tonight. Jesus, powerful prayer. Woman of God, man of God, hear the Lord tonight. God wants you free. My God, every yoke has to be destroyed. The Lord doesn't want you to live like that. And, you know, we have service, but, you know, with me, it's never church as usual. God wants to set us free. Jesus came to set us free. He came to set us free. And I tell you, that prayer pierced my heart. And I know it pierced the hearts of many, that we have become complacent, you know, that we're like, it's not happening to me, so I don't have to be so concerned about it. I'm saved. I'm sitting in my pew. I'm here every week. So, you know, it is them. They're the ones not coming. They're the ones that refuse in Christ. But God is saying we still have a responsibility to go forth and evangelize and strengthen our brethren, strengthen our sisters. So the call has gone out. Thanks to God, women and men of God who are here, the call has gone out. You heard the preacher. The call has gone out for us not to be lukewarm, not to be lackadaisical. And prophetically, that prayer was sent out because there was a woman in the chat room who's been struggling with a spirit of abuse, which she, in fact, had been the abuser. And I know she got set free tonight. Amen. I watched her deliverance right here in the chat room. So God bless you, woman of God, for prophetically praying for the abuser. Amen. Mm-hmm. The abuser. Nobody wants to talk about the abuser. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I just thank God that people are being set free. We have somebody that raised their hand when you first start to pray and they've been standing by. I'm just going to open up. I'm going to move by the Spirit. Listen, if you need counsel, if you need prayer, I'm not going to have Reverend Thurston. If you just say, I need a break, Pastor, I'll jump right in. I'm not going to work you too hard tonight, but I believe the anointing is high. Amen. Yeah. And I will pray with you. I'm here. If you need either one of us to speak with you or pray with you, just press one and raise your hand. Listen, we don't want to let you off this line if you're in distress. We don't want to let you go if you're in a dangerous situation, if you need to talk to somebody. So call in 646-652-4832. Area code 870. You're on the air. You had your hand raised. God bless you. Did you need prayer or counsel? Area code 870.
Hello?
Yes. God bless you, sister.
Thank you. God bless you. I'm so glad and relieved that someone is speaking out against domestic violence. I'm actually in a shelter. I thank God that I'm still alive, that I'm still able to live and move forward. No, it's not easy. I left my husband. I left everything at home. I left with what I could carry in my hands. And I thank God that deliverance is here. And I want to be an advocate against this. I don't want to be silent anymore. I received a prayer. You know, I still pray for my husband. I pray that the Lord will help him because I don't want any other woman to go through this, period.
Amen.
I don't want my children, you know, my children saw some things back in the day and you know, it's affecting them. You know, and I'm praying against their spirits on my son, on my daughter, my grandchildren, you know, all of them. But I just thank God because people are now doing something about this. They're fighting against this in the church where we need to. And I just wanted to thank God, ask for your prayers, for strength to continue to move forward in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Minister Thurcell, can you pray
yes,
for
ma'am,
her?
I'm here. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I want to go ahead and pray, and then I just want to say something. Go ahead. Amen. Let the
Amen.
Lord lead you.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Father, we pray even now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for this, our sister, oh God, who is yet in a shelter, oh God. But, Father, I just want to stop and give you glory, oh God, even as my sister has, Lord God, for the safety, oh God, that you have provided. So, Father, even now we thank you, oh God, for the man, woman, boy, or a corporation, oh God, whoever even owns that shelter, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for creating, oh God, a safe place, oh God. Father, your word says that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God, Father, that we shall dwell under the counsel of the Almighty, O God. And Father, we just thank you, O God, for the safe places, O God, and your wise counsel that yet abides in the earth. Father, even now we pray and we thank you, O God, and I continually thank you for the tenderness of my sister's heart, Father, that she would not want another sister to go through this situation, O God. So we pray, O God, even as we stand with her and we pray for her abuser, O God, and we pray, O God, even if there are any children are involved, O God. We pray, oh God, that via your word, Lord God, via studying of your Bible, oh God, via prayer and petitions, and even through the work of social workers, oh God, and counselors, God, we pray that godly social workers, oh God, Christian social workers and counselors would encamp this family, oh God. We pray, oh God, that this woman of God would have favor, Father, as she leaves that shelter, O God. We pray, O God, that you, Father, would allow her to stay there as long as you deem necessary, O God. I know my sister might have a plan in her heart, O God, but, Father, we are asking, O God, for you to make the way plain before her, O God, that in the appointed time, in the set time, O God, that you, O God, would take her from that place to the predestined place that you already have for her. Father, we pray even now, O God, that her nor her children would suffer a lack for one thing in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, O God, that the spirit of fear, O God, we pray even as I listen to her voice on tonight, O God, that you would raise up even through the tenderness of her voice, O God, a mighty woman of God. We call our
Hallelujah.
Sister mighty on tonight,
yes.
O God.
Hallelujah.
We call her powerful,
Jesus.
O God, on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Father, you said
yes.
that we are the head and not the tail,
yes.
above and
Jesus.
Not beneath, O God.
Thank
Father, even in our weakness,
Hallelujah.
O God, we have been perfected,
yes.
O God, through
yes.
your strength.
Jesus, hallelujah.
So we say on tonight, O God, that this sister is strong and she is yet mighty. And Father, O God, remind her, O God, even in her weakest moments, O God, that greater is he, God, greater is you that is within
yes.
her
yes.
than any demon or devil that is within the world. Father, let her remember this night and even come back to this blog when she's downcast, O God. And remember the word of God that was spoken over her, O God, and personally to her on tonight. Father, I thank you for my sister, and I believe you, O God, for all victory in her life in every area. Father, I pray that you even the more give her a spirit of obedience, O God. A spirit of obedience to you, O God. We cast the hand of the enemy, O God, that will come to distract her, O God, as she's in her place of deliverance.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
we
Lord.
Believe you, O God.
Yes,
in Jesus'
Lord.
Name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we just praise your name, Lord. We thank you for our sister, oh God. And even as the Reverend has already prayed, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for catching every tear, oh God.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Lord, we just impart divine healing over her life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know what she's walked and you know what she's had to suffer through. So, Lord, I even go back to her childhood right now and begin to minister healing, oh God. Let your balm of Gilead, Father God,
yes.
wash over her, oh God, every area of her life, oh God. We come against shame and guilt, oh God, and we declare, Father God, that she will be able to walk with her head up, oh Lord, knowing that this is not her fault. Yes, she made some bad choices, oh God, but Lord, it's not her fault, Father God. She did not ask to be abused, oh God. So Lord, we thank you, and we come against the spirit of abuse, oh God, that has been trying to haunt her all of her life, oh God, since childhood, oh God. We cut it off in the name of Jesus. And we declare her healed, delivered, and set free, oh, from the hands of Satan. In the name of Jesus, we loose deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you, and we praise you, oh, God, that you are giving her, Father God, laughter, even for her tears, oh, God, even as she goes through this difficult time, Lord. You will never, never, never put any more on her than she can handle, God, but you're making her and molding her, oh, God, so that you can continually use her for your glory, oh, God. And, Lord, thank you for the impact that she has already on the other women in the shelter, oh, God, that because of her faith, oh, God, that they're looking towards you. They're looking at her, Father God, and they're wondering what it's like to have a relationship with you. So, Lord, keep her. Keep her. Strengthen her, oh, God, and do her with power from on high. Baptize her with the Holy Ghost, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Give her more power, more strength, oh, God, more authority, oh, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for your hand. Lay your hand on her, oh, God. Touch her right now, oh, God. Touch her, oh, God, from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, oh, God. Give her a heart of flesh, oh, God, for a heart of stone, oh, God. Hallelujah. Help her to forgive, oh, God. Hallelujah. Even with the being wise, oh, God, and saying, I'm not going back into a dangerous place. But, Lord, continue to let the, we pull out the root of bitterness, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Maybe we try to take place in her heart, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just thank you that you're using her even now for your glory, oh, God. And even as she wants to be an advocate, oh, God, we declare that it shall be, oh, God. Even as she delights herself in you, oh, God, that you shall give her the desires of her heart, oh, God, that she shall be an advocate, Father God, against domestic violence, oh, God, and help many, even as you have strengthened her, oh, God. Satan has sifted her as wheat, oh, Lord, but even now, as you allow her to come out, oh, God, she shall go back and strengthen her sisters, strengthen her brothers, oh, God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that there was a purpose for her pain, oh, God. Hallelujah. The Lord is saying there's a purpose for your pain, my sister. Hallelujah. For what the devil meant for evil, God says he's turning it around for your good. Hallelujah. He's going to use it for his glory. You didn't deserve it. You didn't ask for it, but God said it was necessary. Hallelujah. God's going to use you to bring many out of domestically violent situations. Hallelujah. This is the one that God preached on tonight. You shall stand and declare what thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah. That what the devil meant for evil, you have already turned it around for her good. So, Lord, bless our sister. Bless her children, oh, God. Bless her, the abuser. Let him get the help that he needs, oh, God. Bless you. She prayed for him. We pray for him, oh, God. Let her get the help. And let there be no turning back to a cycle of abuse. So we break it off. We break it off in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God says, I'm giving you beauty for ashes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've been through enough, says the Lord. Hallelujah. I have brought you to this place. You are in the wilderness, but I'm bringing you out. You shall not die in the wilderness. Hallelujah. You're coming out, says the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm bringing you out victorious. I'm bringing you out with a shout, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep praising me. Sister, you know the Lord Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes, I do.
Amen. Yes, I picked that up in the spirit. Amen. Because he's giving you strength to come through this storm. Hallelujah. He said you shall get to the other side. The Lord said you coming out on the other side. Hallelujah. But when you come out, there's going to be work for you to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for you, my sister. And I don't know how you heard it. How did you hear about the online conference?
I'm on Facebook, and I've been going, and I've been, I think I've been speaking with Pastor Simmons, and back and forth. And,
amen.
You about it.
Amen. Well, I'm so glad you came, and, you know, thank God for your praise report. Amen. I believe God truly has destroyed the yoke in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. And there will be no turning back. God's getting ready to take you to a new height. He's taking you to higher heights. God is taking you to higher heights in him. And your children, don't worry about your children. Hallelujah. Your children are going to be fine. They're going to, as long as you walk before the Lord, your children will follow. I just encourage you to be sold out to Jesus with no going back. Be sold out. Just don't let no one turn you around. Can you just give God that? Let God just tell the Lord, Lord, I'm not going to let anybody turn me around.
Lord, I refuse to let anybody turn me around.
Amen.
I want to move forward with you, Lord.
Glory. My God, hallelujah. And I don't know if you have the opportunity to go to church on Sundays from where you are.
Yes. Yes, I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God. So keep praising him, okay?
I will.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen.
God bless
hallelujah.
Both of you. And all the women out here, you know, that's
amen.
Going through it, just lift them up in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. The Lord is strengthening you. I just pray for him to continue to strengthen you. If you need me, I am Pastor Simmons, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and you obviously connected with me on Facebook. You don't have to give your name on the air, but hit me up. Give me a message. You know, talk to me on the message board, okay?
I'll do it.
Amen. God bless you. I love you, my
sister.
I love
you, and thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. You're welcome. God bless you. God is good. And this is what it's about. I don't like just giving conferences, Reverend Thurcell. And I know you're the same way because we have talked. God has a greater plan for our lives, and we know that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to yoke us up and mess us up and trip us up. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But God wants us to be free. So I just thank God for your coming. Amen. And being
God for being here. I'm just sitting here, Pastor Rebecca, and I just have to tell you again, I was in awe on yesterday after speaking with you, and I know that this had been in the works, you know, for some time, you know, and I knew that I had the appointment, but when I really got to understand, you know, just the depth of what you were trying to do, and let me just tell you that even on yesterday, I did not really understand and really receive it. I just have to tell you, my heart and my spirit and my mind is just so happy, again, because I recognize that there are people on tonight who are probably listening who won't speak, and that's okay, because the spirit of deliverance is still yet going forth. But I just really, really, to that young lady who listened, and to people who will go on the internet later, again, months and years from now, and listen to this, that they will know that God had this time set aside for them. I just think it's just so powerful.
Amen.
Just so powerful.
Hallelujah.
Just powerful. Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
It's just powerful.
That's all we can say. He says, I don't come to you with the excellency of words, fancy words, or, you know, the wisdom of man. Paul said it. He said, but demonstration of the Lord's power, demonstration and power. And what we have to realize is that God ordained this. I take credit. I praise God for letting me be a vessel, for allowing me to be a vessel. I praise God for Sister Tina Lane.
Yes, God bless you, Sister Tina.
Amen, hallelujah. Diligently with me, and Prophetess Angie Singletary, you know, for ushering in the spirit of the Lord through prayer, and all of the team at my church who prayed with me and served with me, and everything that make ministry easy. Because and for my wonderful, wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, who's with us.
Yes, God bless you, Pastor Simmons.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I probably have to mute his phone. God bless you, honey.
God
Amen.
Bless.
Hallelujah.
God bless
God
you,
bless.
Sir.
Amen.
Amen. And I just thank God for everybody who's tuned in. I want to give a few people time to speak, but before I do that, I just want to ask you if you have a few minutes to stay with us before you leave.
No, I'm not going anywhere. I would just ask, you know, just before we close out officially in prayer, at some point I definitely just want to give some important contact information for those people in New Jersey and around the United States if they are in help, amen, if they are in need of help, amen?
Yes, I definitely want you to do that. I'm going to let you have the closing remarks.
Yes.
So I definitely want you to get that information. I want everybody to stay tuned. Somebody needs that information right now. So why don't you just give that information now, and I still will come back to you because I want you to close us out.
Amen. So there are, again, we can praise God for the great work that he's already doing within the earth. Even as we were on the line, I got some information sent to me. There are agencies that are available no matter where you are in the United States. Amen. God does have help available for you, but I do just want to reference some centers that are dealing specifically, amen, with domestic violence as it relates in the state of New Jersey. One is Woman Space, amen, and that number is 1-800-572-SPACE. 1-800-572-SAFE, amen. 1-800-572-SAFE, amen. That number spelled out is 1-800-572-7233, amen. They have spaces available for you. They have a specialist there waiting to speak with you to get you to a safe place. And I praise God that this work of domestic violence, Pastor, is not a work that's just taken on by me, amen, within my family. Actually, one of my cousins who's in South Jersey, Mrs. Sharon Adams, is a part of that Women's Space staff, and she's been volunteering there with them for some time. An excellent program. And so if you have a chance, go online, womanspace.org. If you are in the Newark, New Jersey area, Jacqueline Spencer Counseling Center, many people, Pastor Simmons, leave out of domestic violence situations. They get help when they are in the shelters, but then when they leave, they kind of just go solo. Amen? What we need to know is that we need to go and get help continually, praise God. So the Jacqueline Spencer Counseling Center, they are there, and they even accept insurances now. So they are a full-time center that is running 6 days a week. And you can reference Jacqueline Spencer at 973-280-8179. If you are in the Essex County area, you can reference the Domestic Violence Hotline at 973-484-4446. Again, that's 973-484-4446. And then I am pulling back up, but my system is moving a little slow. Amen. So we'll give that number again for the I want to give the national and the state toll-free domestic violence hotlines. But I'll give those again before we close.
Amen. And I do have the national domestic violence hotline, which is 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. Mm-hmm. 1-800-799-SAFE. I don't have the state.
I'm
so
pulling that up
it.
Now. Okay, in the state, it's 1-800, the 572, actually I already gave that, the 572-SAFE. So that was the first
Amen.
Number that I gave, 1-800-572. That is the state number, praise God. 1-800-572-7233. And if I can just add, again, if there's someone out there who's listening, the states offer so much help. They really have come full throttle. I don't normally reference my bio, but if you all did read it, I do serve as a part of the Jersey Battered Women's Services Clergy Coalition. In addition, I am in completing my training that I might train others, amen, and certify others to become domestic violence educators. So I want to say twofold, ladies and gentlemen, praise God, we need the brothers and the sisters, amen, save, sanctify, brothers and sisters out here in this battle with us. I want to encourage you to call your state. Find out where training is available. You might not be able to go full-time, you know, like school or what have you, but class by class, hour by hour, you are empowering yourself and even the more empowering the kingdom of God that we might help those who are affected by this demon called domestic violence.
My God, amen, hallelujah. That's a wealth of information, and it's certainly much needed. I tell you, the Lord has brought a lot of us a mighty long way. And you alluded to it, Reverend Bethel, about your path and
yes,
your
ma'am.
Testimony. They fully give us your testimony, but you alluded to the fact that you had been involved in a domestic violence situation.
Yes.
And I know the Lord brought you out of that,
mm-hmm.
As he has brought so many of us out. And that's where the passion comes from, when we know that God is able.
Well,
you don't have to feel stuck.
No.
You preached about fear. We don't have to be scared, and we don't have to be stuck in situations that are contrary to God's plan and his purpose for our lives.
Yes,
so I just thank God for the opportunity. I don't even know the magnitude of what God is doing here. All that I know is that obedience is key. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes,
and if God tells you to do something, you just better be about doing it. You better be about your Father's business. So I thank God for the heart of our sister who called in from the shelter, who has had the courage to leave a situation that was violent. And she's saving her life and the lives of her children. And not only is she in a safe place now, but she wants to reach back and help other women. She wants to be an advocate. So if we can help you, if you're still on the line, if we can help you, let us help you. Again, we're not just taking those words as just something to say. We
Amen.
Are serious about women being on a mission. Amen. Being on the mission field.
Mm-hmm.
So,
And Pastor Rebecca, if I might add, some years ago, a lot of how I actually came into becoming trained and serving in this field was some years ago, people within the state, state dollars were allocated to train women of faith.
Wow.
And I was trained initially with my Muslim sisters, our Jewish sisters, because the state realized that this job was not going to be accomplished. Two reasons why they did it. They realized that they needed people of faith to do it, but understand this as well. They also knew that women who were being abused were hiding in the households of faith.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so
what you just said is that there are women who are in church, they're hiding.
Hiding.
And they're being beaten.
Hiding.
In church.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. And again,
mm-hmm.
You know, I just believe, amen, that God just has a way. So I share that information just to say, you know, we know our country is in a recession and all of those things, but just to all the prayer warriors who are listening, again, I believe in a holistic service, amen? So we pray for the abuser. We pray for those being abused. But, you know, those of you who know how to go up into the Holy of Holies in prayer, pray for our programming within the states. Pray that God, you know, would release the funding, amen? Pray that he would move upon the hearts of the kings of this land, amen, to release the funding. That more training might be available, that those who desire might not even have to pay for the training, but that they would literally seek us out and actually just have you to just come to classes and be trained for free.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we have Sister Tina Lane with us. And Tina, you're going through some training now for domestic violence. Is that correct?
Yes, amen, Pastor. Praise the Lord, first of all, to Reverend Thurston Chisholm Watts for bringing forth a mighty word. I was sitting here and just having, oh, my God, you're talking about fear and everything. I was trying to write down some notes, typing some notes on Facebook to give to the word that what you were saying, but this has truly been awesome.
Amen.
Pastor Beckett, yes, I am going through a training, and it's for the Teen Dating Abuse Program.
Beautiful.
That's given by the National Council of Jewish Women in Livingston.
Mm.
But there is also a telephone number that you can have your teenagers call into. We want to work with children who also are experiencing violence. Violence as young as 12 years old, 10 years old, 11 years old in these relationships. And if you know of a teen or you have your daughter or your son that's in a violent situation, you can call the National Teen Dating Abuse Hotline 24/7 helpline 1-866-331-9474. Everything is confidential and anonymous. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Tina Lane, for adding some more arsenal, amen, to our weaponry, because we need to be equipped to handle domestic violence. And I grew up in a household where my father beat my mom And I thought it was normal, you know. And my mother finally left. I thank God that my mother left that household. But she didn't leave before it had an impact on me, because I grew up thinking it was okay to fight. And I spent a lot of time trying to fight the men in my life. And I just thank God that I didn't get hurt, and nobody got hurt, and that God opened my eyes. I wasn't saved. I didn't grow up in church. I wasn't saved. But I thank God that when he took the blinders off of my eyes, he took the blinders off of my eyes for real, to let me know that that's not love, you know, for somebody to hit you in your eyes, for somebody to kick you, for somebody to spit on you, for somebody to call you outside of your name, for somebody to pull you by your hair, or for somebody to emotionally abuse you. A lot of us look at abuse as something, somebody said it earlier, that abuse is also physical, and there's also spiritual abuse. Unfortunately, there's spiritual abuse as well, and people are even using the Bible to validate, but we'll talk about to validate abuse. People are even using the Bible to validate abuse, but we'll talk about that some more. Look, be here the whole weekend, because we can't cover it all tonight. We just want to take it step by step, amen, because we can start, we're going to open up a can of worms, and we could be another 3 hours, but I want to just have you go back and listen to the word and tell people about the word. We have one more person I want to put on the air, and then I want to ask my husband if he has anything to say. Prophetess Minister Lalisa Williams, God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God, and to your team and to the awesome speaker. God bless you all.
God bless you.
Yes, God bless you. And I know you do a lot of work with women in shelters, and the Lord has you reaching out. I don't know if you, the Lord has you anything on your heart that you want to share with us just before we go off the air tonight.
I just thank God for the women that are listening. Just God bless you, women that have taken that step, you know, past your abuse. God bless you. May God continue to empower you, and may he just infuse you with his love and his strength that you can, you know, make this journey. And like Pastor Rebecca said, and as the speaker, I didn't catch your name. Sorry for that. But
okay.
May you, you know, rise up and be a, you know, just let the Lord use you. And for those who are still too ashamed to speak up, and just glad that you could tune in. And I know that God's going to do something supernatural in your life, and thank God for you women putting this together, and just God bless you all.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And these services for tonight and tomorrow is for the preach word to go forth, because there's power in the word of God. I truly believe that there's power in the preach word. So we're going to close out. Pastor Am, the year here, I don't know if you had any comments, sir. Just before we close, have Reverend Thurcell Chisholm Watts before her final words.
So I was just tremendously blessed by her word on tonight. Even a young lady calling in with that just a praise of God's goodness. But the word was so adequate, and I just thank God for you, honey, for being obedient to the Spirit of God. Putting forth such a conference online where people all over this country can tune in, even during the future archive. Again, I grew up in a similar situation as yourself. My father fought my mother quite often, and she finally removed herself from that situation, but it did impact many of my siblings in such a negative way. So I just thank God for this conference, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow and Saturday, and God's going to be glorified.
Amen. Amen, honey. God bless you. And I want to say hello to Reverend Dorsey, who's in the chat room, Minister Dana Neal, Prophetess Singletary, and all our guests who are in the chat room. Listen, do this. All of us can share in this ministry together. This is not about Pastor Rebecca. It's not about New Creation Christian Ministries, which is our church, and we're at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. This is not about us. This is about God getting the glory in the lives of his people. But even more than that, and I hate to say more than that, but I'm going to say it like this. God wants all of us to be free. God wants our sisters and our brothers, the abused and the abusers, to be free. And I love what Reverend Thurcell said. that the abuser needs help. The abuser needs prayer,
and I've been crying tonight.
I've been crying, and the Lord is just really messing me up tonight, because so many people are not getting out. See, that's what we have to realize, is that so many people are not getting out. But I thank God that for the word that was preached on tonight, that He has given us the ability to get out. He's given us the power to get out. He's given us the power over fear. So I just thank God. I want to encourage you. Look, go back and listen to the word. Don't listen one time. Look, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Go back and listen to the word. Give some friends the website, blogtalkradio.com/power. Tell them to go back and listen to the word. Listen, if I have the pills on CD and give it and mail it to you for free, I'll do it. I'll do it. I will. But just let me know whatever you need in order for you to keep this word going through your mind, the word that was preached tonight, going through your mind, and the word that was the prayer that was prayed, and the testimony that our sister gave us from the shelter. Oh, my God. The power that is on this line tonight. Listen, don't let it go to waste. Go back and listen. Listen to the word again. Amen. Reverend Watts, Reverend Dorsey says, God bless you. Amen.
Oh,
God bless you. God bless you. Powerful word. I had the opportunity to preach on her program on Block Talk Radio on this past Sunday. And I tell you, I have a feeling she'll be contacting you, because she was amen and hallelujah all up in the chat room. We didn't have a praying part while you were preaching. You had an amen. The amens were coming. You
amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what, I felt God. I'm telling you, I certainly felt God, and again, I just thank you all. Praise God.
And I'm going to give it over to you in this last 8 minutes. I want to encourage everybody to come back tomorrow at 8:00 p.m. Reverend Thurzell said to me, Pastor, 2 hours? I only preach for about 25 minutes. I don't know what you're going to do with all that time. But I guess now she sees.
Yeah.
That we're verbose over here. We like to talk, and we have a lot of words. Mm-hmm. So, but not only that, but we're passionate about what God has for us to do, and we just want to make sure everybody's good. So we take time to pray, and we take time to talk to people and counsel, and just praying that something we said, not even what we said, but the anointing that's here will destroy every yoke in the life of the listener. So I just pray that yokes have been broken off of the lives of the sisters who are listening on tonight. Amen. I thank God for all who thought it not robbery to come and spend time with us here on tonight. I encourage you to come back tomorrow. Apostle Dr. Tanya Blount of Church with No Walls over in New York is coming to be with us on tomorrow night. And she's this woman has a powerful testimony. I encourage you to share the links on your Facebook pages. Listen, let everybody know. We don't know who's in an abusive situation that needs to hear what's going to be preached. Tell them it's not just for Christians. We don't need just Christians to come. I need everybody to come, because some people need to be saved. Amen. Mm-hmm. Some people need Jesus. So we want to encourage everybody to come. Amen. Hallelujah. And the men, let the men come. Let the women come. Let the teenagers come. And then on Saturday, that's tomorrow at 8:00. And then on Saturday, we'll be back here at 1:00 from 1 to 2 on the Women to Women Show. We'll have a panel, and we're going to be talking. These women have some powerful testimonies. Minister Lalitha Williams is going to be with us. Tina Lane is going to be our moderator. Gazelle Simmons is going to be with us. Pastor Carson, oh my. So many people are coming, amen, to be with us. Minister Dana Neal is going to be with us. Listen, come back. Don't just get a piece of this. Come back and get it all. Amen. So to God be the glory. I pray that you'll come back. If you need to contact me at either on Facebook, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, on Twitter, Pastor Rebecca S, or powerintheword1@yahoo.com. And I want you, Minister Thurzell, you are a minister of at your church, but you're a reverend. Amen. Thurzell Chisholm Watts, I want you to give us your contact information, and I also want you to just give us the closing words. Amen. Give us the closing words as we close out our service on today.
Amen. Praise God. Again, I just want to thank Pastor and Pastor Simmons for allowing me to share with the people of God on tonight. I certainly deem it as an honor to have been allowed to serve on tonight. My contact information is my name. I like to say simply, but my name is not a simple name. Amen. But it's just my first name, which is Thurselle, Thurselle, at MSN.com. I'm also on Facebook. It's only two Thurselles on Facebook. One is me and one is my aunt. Amen.
Oh,
but
wow.
The one with Watts is me. I can also be reached. And my office number is 973-736-2425. Again, that's 973-736-2425. Again, I just want to thank everyone on Block Talk Radio tonight. Just thankful for the opportunity. If we were in church, I may ask my family to stand, amen. But since
amen.
We're not in a physical building, I will just say to my mother who was on the line, my Lady Lillian Evans of Smith Memorial Church of God in Christ, my sister Sade, my daughter Yasmin, my cousin Sharon, and my best friend since high school, Tawana, who are all there, amen. And this will not be our last time tuning in to Blog Talk. Pastor Simmons, my cousin, texted me and said, I think this is something powerful, amen, and that God has much more to do with this area of ministry. So we're just excited for you, and again, we're so thankful for being here.
Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody stretch your hands towards our guest preacher for tonight.
Yes.
Amen. As we pray, to stretch your hands towards her in the spirit. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Prophetess Singletary to pray
Thank
for
you.
Her. Amen. Even as she has poured out on tonight, as soon as I find Prophetess' number, amen, so that I could get her on the air, because I definitely know that Prophetess has an anointing on her life that's going to restore our woman of God. She has poured out so mightily. Prophetess, if you would pray for our guest on tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your woman servant, O God. We thank you, O God, for her obedience, O God, even our humbleness, O God, hallelujah, to come forth and to deliver a word to your people, O God. Lord, we ask that you would just touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would just touch her, God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, O God. Every word that you've allowed her to pour out into the mouths of your people, Lord, we ask that you would just strengthen, O God. Yes, God, we ask that you would just continue to do new things in her life, O God. We thank you, O God, hallelujah, for avenues such as this. O God, we thank you, O God, hallelujah, for this being a passion of hers, O God, and we ask that you would just continue, O God, to just minister to her in this area, O God. We thank you, O God, for lives being changed, souls being saved, O God, hallelujah, because of her passion and her love. You. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the anointing that's on her life, O God. We praise you, O God, hallelujah, for her humility, O God. And we bless you, O God, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, O God, hallelujah, for where you're taking this woman of God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for everything that you've done in her life, every place, O God, that you brought her from. Continue to move in a mighty way, O God. Continue to stamp your approval over her life, O God. We thank you for the anointing, O God. We thank you, O God, hallelujah, for the power. Hallelujah, yes. That you've endowed with her, oh God, in her, oh God. We ask that you would just continue to bless her, oh God. Strengthen her where she's weak,
yes.
Oh God. Build her up where she may be torn down, oh God. Continue, oh God, to keep her, oh God. She, hallelujah, preaches such a word to your people, oh God. We bind up the spirit of backlash, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you for
yes.
liberty in her life, oh God. Liberty to preach her word, oh God, in season and out of season, oh God. We ask that you would just continue, hallelujah, to get the glory in and through her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Powerful prayer. Well, that's it for today's broadcast and our service. My God, I don't even call it a broadcast. It's a service. To God be the glory. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Amen. As we go off the air, amen. Let us play some music. I give myself away. God bless
yes.
you. As a matter of fact, I choose to worship by Wes Morgan. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here at blogtalkradio.com/power. God bless you, Reverend Thurselle.
God bless,
for being
you.
With, bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I was silent. For so long, I did not have a song to pray. Depression filled my day, and clouds blocked my way. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Lay here and give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is longing for this moment with thee. I choose to worship. Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. In the air and just say it with me. Come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go. Don't know, have nobody to talk to. But I made up my mind. I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm going to worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm going to worship.
I can't lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now.
He's healing
me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing me.
I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship you.
I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on. Come on, it's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times. In the midst of every test, every trial, I've made up my mind that I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna
heart is long for small moments
with thee, I choose to worship.
Amen. God bless you. That's it for tonight. A big hug from me. Just wrap yourself, your arms around yourself, and give yourself a big hug from Pastor Rebecca. I love you, and God loves you too. Now go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen. God bless you.